Good morning, everyone. Another fairly quiet morning today. We're not seeing a much dramatic movement in equities anywhere really around the world, except for China and Hong Kong, where prices are rallying very strongly in anticipation of next week's government leadership summit, which will begin on March 4th and also on March 5th. We saw the Shanghai Composite was up almost 1.3% and the Shenzhen up 2.35%. Fed expectations aren't really moving much in the United States. The market is basically placing 0% chance of a potential rate cut at the next meeting in March, and roughly a 75% odds for a cut on the June meeting. So the market is firmly pricing in a summer cut now from the Federal Reserve. Keep in mind, the market is now pretty much right in line with the latest FOMC guidance from the December meeting, pricing in only 80 basis points of rate cuts from the Federal Reserve this year. U.S. stocks are in a bit of a holding pattern now, digesting some of the recent gains, especially after the very strong NVIDIA rally that we had last week. And really, the market is waiting for the next set of catalysts, which I think will likely be the inflation prints that are coming out this week on Thursday and Friday out of the Eurozone and out of the United States. We don't have a ton of economic data in the works before then. The Fed speakers also probably won't cause major ripples in the market. We do have some earnings, but I think perhaps today the most important development could be the Democratic primary in the state of Michigan, which is going to provide some insight into how much political fallout, if any, President Biden has incurred from the ongoing war in Gaza. Remember, Michigan as a state has the largest population of Arab and Muslims in the United States. So it's going to be interesting to see whether these constituents, which traditionally vote for the Democrats, whether they will abstain or vote against President Biden. We'll see what the impact could be for him nationally here as well. Also, we hear that Biden is going to be meeting with congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss the upcoming government spending deadlines, along with some of the stalled talks on Ukraine and the Israel aid bill. We don't really think investors need to honestly pay too much time worrying about a government shutdown. I know that that's in the press, but first of all, I'll say it's unlikely that it happens. And even if it does happen, it won't be there for very long. And also, the word itself is a bit of a misnomer because the government is not going to shut down entirely. Large portions of the government are already funded, and they will stay open regardless. So that might be a bit of a red herring. Besides the inflation data, which I mentioned, the CPIs from France, Germany, and Spain on Thursday. Remember, also, there will be U.S. core, U.S. PCE, and on Friday, Eurozone CPI and U.S. manufacturing ISM as well. Pass it back to you guys.
Insignia Financial Group, LLC, comprises a number of operating businesses engaged in the offering of brokerage and advisory products and services in various jurisdictions, principally in Latin America. Brokerage products and services are offered through Insignia International Financial Services, LLC, headquartered in Puerto Rico, and through Insignia Securities, LLC, headquartered in Miami. Both are members of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC. Investment advisory products and services are offered through Insignia Advisory Services, LLC, an investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In Uruguay, advisory services are offered through Insignia International Asesores de Inversión Uruguay, SA, Insignia Asesores de Inversión Latam, SRL, and Insignia Asesores de Inversión de Uruguay, SRL, in Argentina, and through Insignia Argentina, SAU, and in Chile through Insignia Asesorías Financieras, SPA. Collectively, these eight operating businesses make up Insignia Financial Group. To learn more about the broker-dealers, including their conflicts of interest and compensation practices, please go to https://insignia.com/disclosures/or via www.finra.org. To learn about Insignia Advisory Services and any conflicts related to its advisory services, please see its form ADV and brochure, which can be found at Investment Public Advisor Public Disclosures website, https://advisorinfo.sec.gov/.